Then we can go there.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hello.
What's going on?
Hello, hello. Are you ready? This is exciting. That's not it.
You're listening to the Everything Swallow podcast with Sean and Shayna Swallow.
I gotta put some chapstick on.
Put on your house robe.
That's right, it's the swallow.
And your fluffy shoes.
They're so damn fluffy.
Cause the swallows are here.
Thank you for sharing the show.
Giggle, giggle, giggle.
Swallows are here.
This is fun.
What's going on, honey?
Happy Friday night.
Happy May Day.
Oh, May Day, May Day.
It's May Day, it's May Day.
It's May Day.
Happy May Day, everyone.
This
welcome to the Everything Swallow podcast. We thank you for joining us this evening on this very first day of May. Can you believe it?
Yep, yep, yep.
We finally made it through the everlasting...
Reverse happy hour? That's what Amita wants to know. Is this reverse happy hour?
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Explain.
Right? Because we usually day drink.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, we didn't get a chance to start drinking till late.
Yeah, right? We were very busy today.
But we've got something exciting to do.
We're going to... Yeah, it's going to be exciting. We're going to...
We're going to stream.
I know.
We're going to go live.
Oh, my God.
We have a stream. We are Streamability. Maybe some of you got a sneak peek today on Facebook. You can go to Sean Swallow on Facebook. We're going to share it over to Swallow Nation.
Okay.
Or you can go to Everything Swallow Podcast on YouTube.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Oh, you can go all over now. I mean, you can go to Twitter.
Oh.
Yeah, you can go to Daily Motion.
IT Mama.
You can watch us all over the internet now. You ready to try it?
Yeah, let's try it.
I'm excited.
It's going to be interesting.
I'm a little nervous because this is a real deal. I mean, earlier we were just goofing around with our friends.
Yeah.
But right now, click, we're going to enter the live show.
Okay.
We're going to broadcast live to you guys from the newly redesigned and... Oh, straighten that one out. Yeah. That's where that'll be straight. Yeah, that's right. Cleaned up, set up, ready to go. Okay, here
bingity,
it goes.
Bingity boom.
I'm gone live.
Oh, this is exciting. Oh, you gotta take the cap off.
Yeah, I gotta take the cap.
Ooh, there I am.
Ta-da! Boop, 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 boop.
Exciting.
Yeah, that looks really nice.
It's pretty fun. It's happy hour.
You look good on camera.
I do?
Yeah, you look real
nice. Thank you. Real nice.
Okay, now let's go here.
This is real
nice. See what happens. This is our first official... podcast, streaming podcast.
Hi,
we have our new camera and all that stuff. And I know we've done some Facebook Lives
Edgar.
Before.
Right.
Right. But nothing like this.
Yeah.
This, we are mega streaming. Well, it's multi-streaming. But I like to call it mega. We're going to mega stream.
Whoa.
So you can watch us wherever you like.
Yeah.
Facebook, YouTube,
sure.
Twitter, LinkedIn. Of course.
Thank you. I just want to see it a little more.
Of course. I'm going to share
very
this
fun.
Show over to Swallow Nation and see how that goes. We're going to see how that loads. So here we are. The sound is spotty on what?
On the app? Podcast.
On the podcast. Now, the sound could
you
be spotty.
You guys are breaking up bad.
On the Podbean app or on the stream? Because that does us no good to just tell us that we're breaking up. Because we're all over the internet.
Sounds like you're swimming. I bet it's on the Podbean.
You think it's on Podbean?
Yeah.
Think it could be a RAM issue?
Can't even find the Facebook stream yet.
Huh.
That's what Josie said.
Ooh, okay.
This is just so exciting,
right?
All right,
well, we're doing it. We're working it out.
What else do we have to do?
We're going to try some other stuff here.
I wonder...
I got rid of that because I was trying to watch do this all at once, so that's got to take a lot of RAM on this little guy. So we're going to get rid of that right now. We're just going to focus on what we're doing here. Watch that there.
The Facebook's pretty good.
That's
is
okay.
Is it better?
Oh,
is
much better.
Much better.
See, that was the problem.
Thank you.
So I think that that's good. Everything's going to be working just fine right now. That helped. This is exciting, right?
It's always
well, thank
fun.
You guys so much for playing with us. And happy freaking Friday. We have some shots here.
Happy Friday. Okay, well, then over here. Go over here.
All right. I went to my wall. You go to Sean Swallow. There we are streaming. Okay.
Where are you sharing it to?
I'm getting ready. I'm sharing it right now to the Swallow Nation.
Okay.
I also shared it to Go Outside and Howl.
Okay. Oh.
I'm sharing it to all my groups. Oh, I'm going to share it to Rob Bob Rob.
Oh.
How about the Swallows Chicken Therapy?
Oh, wow.
All right.
You're going all out.
Oh, I'm sharing it to...
I'm just going to let you handle it.
Oh, I'm sharing it to every group I'm in.
Okay.
You should share it to every... I don't know. Why not? So everyone will see it. My family.
Oh, I wouldn't do that.
Don't. Yeah, you're probably right. I should stop what I'm doing.
You should.
All right, so now you guys
get
should be. I did. I got share happy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got. If I could turn back time.
Hi, Mary Poppins. Hello,
all
everybody.
Right.
Happy Friday.
Are you excited? We're giddy. We waited all day to start drinking just for you guys to do
you
this.
You know how hard it is to do that.
You have any idea how difficult?
Okay,
it's
fine on Facebook. Facebook is good. Love
all
you.
Right.
We
yeah, that was the problem.
Oh,
okay.
Listening is her. Hi, Tina.
I am glad that we were able
this
to get
great.
That figured out.
It's great. Everyone can see us. We can see you.
Perfect.
This is fun.
All right, we're all here. Hi, Mary. And Marjan is with us. There we go. We got Amita. And Shayna is watching with Jason Patton.
Yeah.
Jason, thanks so much for your credentials, I'll call them, for Disney.
Oh, yeah.
Because I haven't had a chance to get on the Disney Plus yet, but I'm going to. And because I want to do a Star Wars marathon tomorrow. That's what I was thinking. Because we're going to be in the workroom all day.
Right, right.
We're going to be working.
Okay.
And so I thought a Star Wars marathon.
Yeah, everyone is cheersing. Yeah, we should
cheer. Oh, son of a bitch, guys. Here we go.
Sorry, it's happy hour.
Cheers,
happy
everyone.
Hour on
and
Friday.
I hope you love our camera. This camera was donated by a loyal listener, Marlon.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, brother.
Thank you, Marlon.
Cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Woohoo. Mm. Now, I want to show you, first off, what it is that we're enjoying.
Oh, it's so great.
I don't know.
Thank you to Josie.
Blurry. Well, you won't be able to see it.
No.
It's called Beluga.
Yeah.
It's noble Russian vodka.
Yeah.
It was a gift to us. It was exported right to our house. It's distilled from grain vodka. And it's got this really cool little whale guy on there.
Yeah.
Which we really like.
It was gifted to us by Josie and Steve, and it's fantastic. It's really good.
And it just has been in the freezer, Josie, since you guys
left.
Just so you know, we haven't enjoyed any more of it.
It's so fancy.
I love that little fish.
I know, me too.
What are you supposed to do with the bottle?
I don't know.
We got to figure something out.
Yeah,
or I'm popping that fish off at least, and I'll use it on a hat or something.
You think you can pop that off?
I can pop anything off. It's just glued.
Pop it right off.
Pop out.
Vern is watching. So many people are watching. Hi, everybody.
So glad you're here on our
happy
inaugural
social distancing.
On our inaugural social distancing streaming podcast. I'm excited. I mean, I know that we're all watching on Facebook, but I just wish someone would also go watch on YouTube, because that'd be great if we had at least one view on there. But so what? Maybe we'll get thrown on.
Maybe we'll get some on there.
A fluke catch. But we are on YouTube. We are on YouTube streaming live. This is cool. We're all over the place.
This is fun. This is exciting.
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
Yeah, and it's nice to get to feel like you're with people.
Yeah, it is.
You know?
I don't know if Dina Jo is in the room or not, but I know that she was talking earlier today. I saw her Facebook post about how she's sad, misses her friends.
Oh, I know.
And she's sad. And I think she had a little crying face.
Oh, little tear.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want her to be sad.
Hello? Scared the living shit
God.
Out of me.
It's me, Mr. McFeely.
Hey, Mr. McFeely.
Mr. McFeely.
Come on
What's
in.
Up? watch your light. You can move in over there on Shane's
yeah,
side.
Yeah, come on in.
How are you, Mr.
McFeely? We have
McFeely?
A visitor.
Everyone, we've got a Mr. McFeely. He's what mail did you bring us today, Mr. McFeely?
I brought you bills.
Bills? Mr. McFeely never brought Mr. Rogers bills. That's bullshit. there you go.
That's great.
Marlon, this is yours.
That's your, I was next door. I was
your official mic.
So
you saw us live, and you're like, I'm going to get in on that. I want some of that vodka.
It's like, it's Friday night. What am I doing?
Right? It is Friday night. Cheers. We're just drinking Gatorade and doing vodka shots like you know old what? People do, and I've got some Pedialyte in the fridge for the morning.
I think that's the best.
My morning thing. Cocktail. Okay. Raise that baby up.
Okay. Yep. Let's get you set up. You got it?
Mr. Soft.
You can keep your phone. I was just moving your microphone.
Yo, where are we on?
I'm just getting y'all set up. Chris Bolo.
We're everywhere.
Hello, guys.
Well, what we're doing is we're live on Podbean, obviously, with all of our friends. And we are also live on Facebook and Swallow Nation on Sean Swallow.
We're live right now.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And we are live on YouTube.
Nice.
We're live on Daily Motion. We're live on Twitter.
Yeah.
If you go to my Twitter account, I'm live there. Man, I'm going to figure out how to get us hooked up to... I got it happening. And you know what? It was because the gift, generous gift from our loyal listeners and friends, mm-hmm. like you, sir. Hey.
Yes.
They gift us that camera right
yes.
there.
You know,
that was your contribution, and we thank you for it.
It's the love that we all have for you guys that makes it happen. We all love you guys.
So let's see what we want to do here. I just want to have a look at where our camera is. I don't want to see... Oh. Well, that's not bad.
No.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. You can stay right there.
Yeah.
You guys good?
Yeah, I okay. think so.
All right, cool. See, we'll get that other camera up in these corners. Boom, boom. A switcher somehow. It's got to be a switcher.
You know what? You're going to figure it all out.
Oh, man, look how much I got done today. look how much I got done just after one Amazon delivery.
Yeah, that's
right?
true.
Yeah, because that's all it took.
You got this today?
I got it a couple days ago, but it took me a few days to gather my things in my brain together.
Good.
And the right website. I found this amazing website that I'm able to broadcast on all these different platforms. And so now the next thing is for us to have build our own website that we can then also broadcast there and host it there.
Right.
So people could just go right to everythingswallowpodcast.com
right.
and watch some
and participate.
Goddamn.
Cheers, right. Mary Poppins.
That's right.
And on there.
That's exactly right.
On there would be our store.
Yeah.
Our virtual store or our swag.
But
now
tonight,
you could buy videos. You could buy my underwear. Stuff like that. Socks.
Tonight we're it's just enjoying happy hour.
Cheers. Oh, we're good. Not yet. We
yeah,
already just,
we
had,
just
one.
Had one.
So it's been a good week. Right? The... as far as the whole pandemic goes, I think things are starting to calm down. Mm-hmm. We might get a little bit of a reprieve and things
right.
are going to open up. And Shayna is dying for O'Toole's to open.
They opened today.
Yeah, did they? All mm-hmm. right. We're going for dirt in the morning.
Yeah.
And then Spiritways, they're still off for a week, right?
I think so.
Okay, well, we're gonna find out about Spirit Ways because we want
to
do a Spirit Ways get together. You know what I mean? And we're still gonna do a get together at Garbanzo's.
Yeah.
So we're gonna get out now that we can get out. We're gonna start getting out.
We gotta do something. We gotta get out in the sunshine.
Oh, it's worse than that.
Yeah, I thought you know even painting the house sounds good right now. Just
right.
doing something on the outside would be great.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, turkey call.
Because I was talking to a couple people at my job, and that was the number one complaint, is they're bored.
Mm-hmm.
You know, much like our number one complaint last night, well, mostly Shayna's,
was
that
so bored.
Shayna had just kind of hit a wall yesterday, and she was bored.
Oh, so bored. I was way better today. I was super productive today, so.
Yeah, it was good. And you know why?
Why?
I wasn't here.
Did you work today?
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I went and got vegetables, 5280 vegetables, which
right?
was wonderful. And
oh, man, they got nice meat packages.
And they got
right
really
now.
Great meat packages. So I'm telling you, you can go to 5280 Produce, go to Facebook, look them up, and get a freaking giant box of vegetables and a giant box of meat that goes with it. I got chicken. I got some sausages.
Sausages.
I got some ribs. I got some steaks. I mean, and that was just one box to choose from. Right. That was called the barbecue box.
Barbecue.
Yeah, Daddy's barbecue box of extravaganza. I believe is what they called it for Sean.
For Sean.
Yeah, that's what they called it.
I love it.
It's time to get our summertime on. It's time to plant stuff. And
oh, man.
Barbecue. Oh, man, tan.
I want a tan.
We talked to someone today, and they said, "At the you need a tan. You're so light brown. Right. You're so milk chocolate, and you should be at least 6% dark chocolate.
Right. It's the healthier chocolate.
It is. It's good for your heart. Right. Listen, it's good for your heart. We just want to make people healthy.
Mm-hmm.
That's Marlon's goal.
Okay.
I just want to be tanned, but we learned today that the tanning salons, they're not going to be opening up very soon. And when they do, they're going to be sparse.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's going to be... And do you want to get into a sticky bed anymore? You know, it's kind of...
Oh, I think... Aren't most of them stand up now?
I haven't been in... No, are they?
I don't know.
I know. But still, you can catch something from a stand up one.
The ones we went to were stand up.
Yeah, I liked those.
Man, I haven't been to a tanning bed in... A long time.
All right, now for real.
Yeah, a long time.
Would you go to a tan?
I've been to one.
But why?
So I can get sexier.
Are you serious?
Yes.
I have never seen a black person in a tanning bed. Yeah.
But you know what? Marlon can be like pass for like,
Dominican,
I mean, yeah.
Right.
Arabian.
Yeah, that's Arabian. What people...
Uvakistanian.
Oh, Uvakistanian.
Yeah.
Oh, I heard
Uvakistanian.
About those. Yeah. They're good jugglers.
Yeah.
Well...
And black.
And black. You know, don't forget, you could also pass as a black person. I don't know. I just always wondered, you know... Why are you a tan? But so, like,
because
do you get
he gets a farmer's tan? Yeah.
Do you get a farmer's tan?
Sure. Oh, yeah.
I guess that's a stupid-ass question all of a sudden now that I said it out loud. But, I mean, you have
I might melatonin. Have farmer's tan now.
Yeah.
Interesting, you know? Like, yeah.
Thighs get...
Oh, you do. Oh, you got some white-ass thighs.
You're just wide as Shana.
They're just Mexican thighs now.
Yeah.
You know, I'm getting darker than shit.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that makes
like
sense.
My arm hairs turn like bronze.
Oh, yeah.
Make it like all golden.
Yeah, you need a tan, bro.
Yeah.
You got me with the thighs.
I got
me.
I got corona.
Yeah, man. No, don't you joke about that.
I'm not.
No. You tell me you got a bomb in here, but you don't tell me you got no corona.
I got quarantine.
I got C4. That's fine.
Quarantine virus.
Just don't you cough over here.
All right.
Well, we're going to have to do something in the backyard to make ourselves a tanning area, selection.
For sure.
Here, this is fun. Are you guys seeing any of this?
Some of it, yeah.
We're watching everyone on. We've got everything on in this place. Trying to watch all this shit. I was doing too much on my computer and it was going so slow I had to turn some of it off. So we've got Facebook Live going up on the phones. Shana's got Facebook Live here. We've got the chat going on over here on the computer. And then if someone wanted to, they could be watching on YouTube. But we're not watching that chat. But planting. When can you start planting?
Well, you're supposed to wait till Mother's Day.
Well, I know you're supposed to wait till Mother's Day, but I got a little inside information from someone I work with.
The Farmer's Almanac?
Yeah. We're going to call... Oh, you know what? I haven't looked in my almanac. Did you hear something?
There's a fly.
Oh. No, I heard that, you know, why not? This is the... This year, it's probably going to be okay to go ahead and plant.
Plant early.
I mean, I can't name any names, but I heard that. But someone who doesn't really garden,
like,
but I mean,
you know what? I'm already gardening.
They said it.
Yeah.
No, that's true. You've got some nice plants.
My garden already looks really nice.
It does. Shana started her plants. Well, the same time as Corona, really, in March.
Yeah. Well, I started my seeds right before we started making masks, which was at the end of March.
So,
and I lost some because I lost a couple of days.
That would have been right around your birthday.
I know. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Mom.
I can't even remember.
Woo!
It went so fast.
It was a great birthday, Mom.
There's lots of vodka and unicorns.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it was a rainbow.
And just thread and thread and thread.
And titties full of glitter, Danielle.
Oh, man, that was great.
Full of glitter, Danielle.
You got one coming, baby. You got one coming.
Oh, yeah. Don't.
Uh-huh.
Wow, big ones. And you think you know how to glitter bomb? No, you don't know how to glitter bomb. The swallows. We fart glitter bombs. Bless you.
Two more.
Bless you.
God bless you.
I don't have any Kleenex down here. Oh, there's over there.
It's all right.
No, it's not. You need to wash your hands. There's Clorox wipes. Wash your face. I got Clorox wipes right there for this very thing to wash. Eat it. Oh. Eat it.
YouTube is slightly ahead. That's good to know.
Oh, Emily. Thank you for checking it.
You just made him so excited.
Thank you for checking it. Thank you for checking it. we don't do tomatoes, so we don't care about those. We're not doing tomatoes this year.
Not doing tomatoes?
Nah, man. I grew a hedge of freaking sunflowers. we're not fucking with them. I'm telling you.
It was a hedge.
We got nothing else to lose, and they're going to be tall, so I figured we could still put peppers in front of them.
Right.
And your dahlias take up way more room than I think my sunflowers
do. I don't know what's going to happen.
Mm. It's going to be wicked
sweet.
Because
the dahlias get huge, and so now with what you planted out there, it's
definitely a vertical garden.
It's insane.
Oh, hell yeah. This is going to be tall. This is going to be tall.
Yeah.
Because what I did is I just dug this ditch in right through the backside of our garden in front of our house. And just lined it with sunflower seeds from the sunflower that I grew last year that was as big around as both of Shayna's boobs. It was huge. And I saved all those seeds. And yeah, exactly. It was a big ass sunflower. I saved all the seeds and I planted them. And it's going to be wonderful.
All of them, almost all of them.
So Josie wants to start a pool, which is going to dominate.
It's like a swimming pool?
Which is going to dominate? The sunflowers. Maybe she's done. I don't know. See, she said pool.
A pool of which is going to dominate in the garden.
Okay, I got you. Right. Like a football pool, not like a naked nude pool.
The sunflowers' heads get so big, they shade everything.
Oh, that they will shade because I put them so far back.
Oh,
they'll just shade sidewalk porch. Mm.
We'll see.
See my logic? Mm. They'll shade your dahlias. They won't share stuff in front of them, is what I'm saying. Huh. You can't disagree with me on that.
No, I can't. Well, we'll see.
Okay,
but they do, because their heads are big, and they,
hang
out forward, and they always fall forward.
Shit.
And they lean out towards the sun.
All right, fine, they do. I forgot about that part.
Josie's saying there's no sports, so we might as well...
Oh, yeah, I love this.
Compete in gardening.
You know what?
I like it.
We need to get like a camera out there to watch it grow every day. Hey, you want to know something? I just want to point this out to people. If you have dandelions in your yard.
Let them grow.
Well, listen to me. Okay. Get up in the morning and look in your yard.
Yeah.
They're all closed.
Mm-hmm.
And then as the sun comes up and opens up, they open up.
Oh, they open up in the morning.
And then they follow the sun. And then they close at night.
Yeah, dandelions are impressive.
Did you know that?
I did. You told me.
Oh, what?
Well, I didn't know it until I met you and I became your husband. And then I became, that's when I became learned. Because this is a house of learned sons.
Learned.
Husbands. Yeah. A learned husbands. It's pretty awesome, the dandelion thing.
Yeah.
Because they do, like, close up so tight at night, no yellow can be seen.
At all. Yeah.
Yeah, no yellow to be seen.
Uh-uh.
You think overnight while they're closed is when they're making the sugar and the pollen inside of that little warm package?
Maybe that they've absorbed the sun all day.
They've gotten all that sun and they close up and then that side light, the warm package, they make a little sugar substance.
Yeah.
And then in the morning it opened up because the bees are what is important with the sunflowers.
Right.
Or the dandelions.
You should see. Now listen, the dandelions in our front yard are way out of control.
Way out. Where's 10,000?
Way out of control.
No one else on the street has dandelions.
We need to rein it in a little bit. But the little birds that are out there every morning just eating.
The
it's like
bumblebees.
The bees.
Yeah.
No bees, no food.
Right.
That's the most important thing that we have to remember. If you're allergic to bees, I'm really sorry, but no bees, no food. So stop poisoning the dandelions. It's like the number one thing we can do. Why? It's the first thing they eat in the morning and in the springtime. Dandelions, the tulips, the daffodils, the banana rammers, the jim jammers, and the snap chaps.
Yep.
No, the raggins, the dragons.
No, not the
morning glories.
Yeah.
Morning glories.
I don't know. It's getting out of control out there.
It's not.
I'm just saying it is.
Are you going to get rid of them?
No, but we've got to harvest some of them. Because they're going crazy.
Oh,
you need like a pitching wedge. And you could just like tee up to it.
Whack! Like,
what if we got them and made wine? Do you remember that one year I... There was one
you
year.
Know what? That sounds like a great idea.
I went out there and pulled off all the heads and fed them to the chickens.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Oh. Yeah. I was looking in the backyard today, right? And we have to mow because we mow our own backyard. But do you know all those big, heavy green spots?
Yeah.
You know what they are?
What are they?
Chicken patches.
Oh, from where they shit?
No, from where they dug and dug and dug, and we went and filled them back in and planted seed.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I forgot all about that. We put dirt and seed in all those holes.
You planted Kentucky bluegrass.
I did.
A garden full of ryegrass.
I did. I did.
Blue patches.
Southern Alabama ryegrass. Yeah. And I should have used that goddamn Northern California Sensimillion.
I love it.
You have two lips, Jess? Well, you'd like to send us a picture. Everything swallow. Podcast at gmail.com.
You could DM me directly if you like. I love tulips.
Yeah.
Yes. And we miss you too,
Marla's
Danielle.
A flower connoisseur. And butterfly.
That's funny.
It's fun. It's going to take some time for all of us to get used to that. Because exactly.
It's a good thing you didn't have that on the screen. I forgot all about that.
Mm-hmm. I know, right? That's funny.
Yeah,
we miss everybody too.
It's been weird. We miss having guests. I think I want the camera higher though.
Yeah, because you can see I don't have any pants on almost. Yeah.
Well, you'll really be able to see that. But you know what they did see was your white thigh. when you were flashing your white
thigh. Your milky white
thighs. Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. They're freaking out right now. They're like, who's that guy all about?
I've heard of milk chocolate, but damn.
I'm fascinated by it. I can just watch this all day. I could watch this TV show all day long. This is what we need, a TV show.
Hi, Victoria.
Yeah. Oh, we cover different ethnicities. We got a white guy, a black guy, and a Mexican chick. Yeah. You probably need to throw in an accent, though, and that would probably put us in with the Latinos.
No.
All right, I'll do it. Okay, wait. Everybody, what's going on here?
Wait, I thought you meaning my accent.
No, okay, I'm going to be the one with the accent because I think it would be best if the white guy sounded like a Mexican guy. I am the Mexican guy. Woo, woo. Yeah, all right. I'm wild and crazy. Woo, look at there. Look at me go. I'm out of control.
Yeah, she's in no accent.
God.
Yeah, give it up.
No. Orale.
Ariel's watching. Hello, our daughter.
What's up,
girl? We miss you.
How are you?
Miss you, Ariel. If you were here.
Yeah, these are lame sounds. I need better sounds.
Just love them.
I do. I'm not against the sounds, except that I hate them. The whistle was freaking your dog out. Yep. Come on, Pecker. Pecker. I don't know if his name is Pecker. I don't know what his name is. Someone might name their dog Pecker.
Pecker. Pecker.
Here, Pecker. Pecker.
Come here.
Come here, you little pecker.
Hey! Ah, that dog's the pecker.
Stay. Yeah, good boy.
Stay, sit, pecker.
Mary Poppins' good dog boy. Just came in the room.
Oh, I'm a dog whisperer. How loud are you listening to this podcast?
She says, I do call him dickhead.
That's shithead. Funny.
From the jerk.
I wonder what Ariel's doing.
She's there?
Yeah.
She's watching. Hi, Ariel. Wave to everyone.
Yeah.
I hope you enjoy our setup. It's pretty badass.
Mm-hmm. Badass.
This is definitely a camera to have.
It's better every day.
It's the Sony. What's that noise? Is that you? Okay, I'm like, is there a fucking dinosaur coming? Watch your face. Did you see I put your cross there? Yeah. Watch you get a cut your cheek.
I almost poked your eye
out. You're trying to cut me.
I just wanted you to get a face scar.
Wow.
Well, you
shut
wouldn't
your mouth.
You wouldn't get a tattoo like I wanted, like a Marilyn Monroe tattoo.
Uh-uh.
Oh, it's hot on you.
No.
What if we got a little one you could move around?
Yeah.
You switched to Amita. What'd you switch to, ladies?
Switch to.
You guys switched over to ladies? What's happening? Oh, Facebook's delayed. No, that makes sense.
Yeah. Victoria's dog did the same thing.
It's going to have
she
a lag.
Running around looking for the sound.
It's going to have a lag, but we appreciate you being there.
Yeah, yeah.
And watching.
Yeah.
Oh, Victoria's dog
does it. It always has a lag, I feel like.
Ariel, our daughter, tell us a story. What are you doing? You should call. You should get in on Podbean and call just in. Call in, Ariel, and update us on your life, or just call me on the phone, and we'll talk to you on the phone. Because we are in this very flaccid isolation mode right now. Would you call it that?
Yeah.
Hey, is this
you can watch. Ariel wants to know where else you can call, and she watch out. You can watch on YouTube. You can watch on what was it?
Facebook Live.
I think this is her
Daily Motion. No, I don't think so.
No. Hello? Are you using headphones?
It's not her.
Okay. That went well. Thank you, Arch.
So, like I was saying,
YouTube.
Twitter.
Facebook.
Daily Motion.
I'm going to get it hooked up on LinkedIn.
Ooh, yeah.
And then a couple other sites that I don't know about or anything, but
I love it when you talk dirty to me.
Oh, yeah, when you talk social sites. I wish it would also go, it doesn't, I wish it would stream to Reddit as well, but it doesn't.
No.
But yes, it does give us an option for a lot of different platforms to go to. And it's really simple. You log into this one place, and then through that, you log into your other accounts, and you freaking boom.
Nice.
But it probably won't work for you guys. Just us.
What's to say? I think we should have a social distancing.
We need to have a social distancing hula hooping competition, and afterwards, Amita, I think, yeah, no, that's Marjan's going to give you a massage.
Oh yeah!
Remember, Marjan's going to give you. You're going to leave
butter. I feel like that's
I'm the butter guy. I rub you with butter.
Gotcha.
I think a hula hoop is already social distancing.
Yeah, right. I'm down. You got any extra ones? Do you have extra hula hoops? That's probably the most important thing. There she is. Yeah, call in. Put your headphones in, though, Ariel. You got to use your headphones. Betty Hoops. Is that you? Are you Betty Hoops? She's like her alter ego. Now, I've seen those hula hoop girls where they like start with like 13 of them on their arm.
Right.
And then it goes across their arm, and somehow they've been able to get it over their head and down the other arm, and now it's on like their
on the other
torso
side.
Or
yeah,
something,
yeah.
And they're hula hooping with their boobs. They're doing a hula hoop thing like that. And then they work it down to their little waists or wherever, you know what I mean? And then down to one leg, and then they step out of it. Choo, 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 choo. Yeah, it's awesome. Field trip, Hula Hoop City. I've seen them. It's pretty impressive. They do it with their neck. That would make my neck hurt. You couldn't do that.
I couldn't do that.
No. I feel like I would hula hoop my neck broke.
I feel but like I'll we should. What, it's time for another shot.
I would, if I had a hula hoop right now, I would do it on camera for you guys.
So I would do it on camera for you too.
Ariel.
Hello.
Hey! Hi there. It's our wonderful daughter, Ariel.
Hi, guys.
How are you, daughter?
You know, just hanging in there.
Yeah, are you doing the...
For dinner.
You're making dinner or doing the dishes?
We're making dinner right now.
Excellent. What are we having?
Scalloped. Cheesy scalloped potatoes, like from the box.
Oh,
that's
nice.
All we got right now.
Don't hate those.
You know what?
That's it. No,
I mean, they're still good.
No protein?
No, we're saving our chicken for a special meal.
A special occasion. Well, you know what? I don't know why they call it hamburger helper, because that stuff is fine
Omaha.
On its own.
We need to send them an Omaha.
Oh, yeah, we'll send you
beef,
some steak.
Meat package.
Mm-hmm. Well, how do you feel about steak?
Oh my God, I missed steak.
Oh my God.
And my Sims were eating steak, and I started salivating, and I was like, fucking Sims.
You were jealous.
Your Sims? You were jealous of your Sims.
That's how you know you've been in lockdown a long time.
Way too long, Ariel. Yeah.
Just a little bit.
That's great. What, oh, Heather, I got to send her
what's
some
the pictures. Does your sim have a name?
I think they, I don't remember what they, their name is. I remember I got, my sim got pregnant and then it just went downhill from there and everybody was like, why did you get her pregnant? And I was like, I don't know.
Oh. Wow. How does that, does she know who the father was?
Yeah, I do, I guess. No, I do know who the father was. You I was I doing a 100 baby challenge once where it's a different father every time, but 100 kids.
Oh. You know what? I feel like we taught you better than that.
Yeah, right?
Slutty sims.
Why you gotta make your sim such a whore?
Those children ruin your life. Yeah. You don't want it for a long, long time. Yeah,
don't do the 100 baby thing. You're gonna wreck your sim's body.
I did notice she never looks the same afterwards.
She always had this sad look on her face and a limp.
That's funny.
Could never play that game afterwards.
No. No, you probably should stay away from it.
Do you still do your Tamagotchi?
You know, I haven't done my Tamagotchi since it died the first day of college.
Oh, college will do that.
Yep. You were feeling so hopeful.
I know. Yeah,
I'll get you one. Well, someone was saying they were bored and they didn't have a cat or anything to, take care of. I think it was, it might have been Marjan. And Marjan. Guy can. And I told her to get a Tamagotchi.
Yeah, that's the one.
Tamagotchi. That's what you meant to say, Tamagotchi.
Is that like a sushi knife?
No. It is a little mechanical pet, right, Ariel?
Oh, yeah.
Is that how you describe it?
Oh, yeah. It's a virtual pet that
virtual.
You have to
feed. Thank you.
And then take care of its poops and everything.
Oh, like a Flurby.
No.
You had one of those, Ariel.
It was a keychain.
A Furby.
Oh, yeah.
Keychain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not a Flurby. A Furby was like a little thing.
Yeah, it was a little keychain. It was
but
smaller.
But the Tamagotchi was a little keychain, and you had it pooped.
Ariel, are you guys drinking?
Not yet.
She's like,
oh, you
yet.
Can afford to drink, but you got a special piece of chicken.
I have a special piece of chicken.
The important things come first.
Yeah, right?
That is special pieces of chicken and hair dye.
Oh, right. Totally. I need to dye my hair, too. It's getting a little gray for my taste.
There we go.
Hey.
Priorities, Josie.
That's
Josie
right. I love it. Well, we're having a drink, so you should get one if you have one.
We'll do a shot.
Yeah, I just grabbed my vodka. As soon as you said drink, I was like, I gotta go run.
We got some great Russian
vodka. Beluga.
Man, it's really good.
I got the Amsterdam vodka. I was like, you know what? We're better than Seagram's.
Good. Yes. Oh, right. You're always better than Seagram's.
Every time I look at Seagram's, I'm like, I'm planning on throwing up
in
the morning.
You're good enough for Smirnoff. Okay?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And keep it in the freezer.
You're better than that.
Right.
Keep it in the freezer. All right. Shark bait.
We have the smallest freezer.
Oh, well then.
Oh, well, that Omaha meat we're going to send you, you better make room for it.
Cheers.
We'll
cheers,
send a small
everybody.
Package. Cheers,
everyone. Cheers, bitches.
Cheers, bitches.
That's Russian vodka right there. That'll grow hair on your chest. That'll grow hair on the chest of the person sitting next to you.
That'd make you shit caviar.
Cheers, class of little cupcake. Mary Poppins. Thanks to everyone.
Woo-hoo. Well, cheers,
listen,
everyone.
Ziggy, we thank you, Heather. The Shutter Witch, we want you on this podcast. We'd love for you to come on with us sometime. And we'd like to find out more about you and what's going on with you. Amita, Classy, Josie, Mike, thank you so much for being here. I'd love some more chocolates if you want to come over and iron and bring some.
Yeah, come on over.
That'd be great.
I'll treat you real nice, Mikey.
You know who loved those chocolates was Jen and Eric.
Oh yeah,
because she's like, I can't eat edibles, but then we gave them those, and she's like, where can we get more of those?
Oh yeah.
Oh, Julios, right? That's how you said. Julios, Julios, Julios. That sounds fun.
Yeah.
Julios. He's in the room. And then Jason, of course. Lee W. is with us. Jess Duck is here. And the Green-Eyed Dragon. Mary Poppins. And the rest here on Everything Swallow Podcast with our daughter is also on.
And no one's pregnant here.
Ariel Rain is not pregnant. Ariel got her sim pregnant.
No one's pregnant. Yes. No one.
Yeah, no.
Now, Heather, the Shudder Witch, says she has news. I'm not really sure what kind of news.
Oh, exciting.
Oh, she said, fuck no. No,
no, she's not pregnant.
Oh, no, she's not pregnant. Okay, thank God. I'm not pregnant.
I know.
I thought that was the news, is that she was pregnant, but the news is not pregnant.
No,
the Earth is pregnant with our corona, baby.
Well, I want to know, since we have our daughter on the phone real quick.
You're going to do it? You're going to check in?
Yeah. I'm doing mom check in.
Check in?
Okay.
What's going on, Ariel? You been out of the house?
Not since I told you I went out of that house one time.
Okay.
Okay.
But last time I went on a walk, I don't know if I told you, I found a Razor scooter on the sidewalk.
Yeah, and you crashed into a car.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I did crash into a car, but that's fine.
Have you crashed it since?
I painted a little bit today. Gwen's painting a lovely sign that says, please don't do coke in our bathroom.
Oh, that's beautiful. Nice.
Has people been doing coke in your bathroom?
No, we just are bored at this point.
Oh, we're trying.
Hey, you know what? You can probably sell that shit online.
Yeah, you know what? For a second, I thought we might need that sign.
I feel like we might know someone who might need it.
Might have to send you one. Once we make another one.
Maybe do one that says "Don't do coke in our studio."
Right.
Yeah.
That's fun.
That's probably a good one.
We could hang it in here. Hey, did you see us on video? Oh, obviously.
I didn't see you guys on video.
Did you see our on-air light that's up there? It's badass.
Yeah, that looks really cool. It all looks like really put together, the whole setup.
Yeah,
it
is.
Nice.
We put it together.
Yeah, it's fun.
Shauna Behrens.
Yeah, she gave us
that. She bought us that.
Really?
And then, yep. Another question I have for you is, if you'll be really quiet, everyone, can you hear Daphne snoring?
No.
She's snoring so loud.
Yeah, big. She misses you, but not right now because she's snoring. But when she's awake, she does.
She misses Ariel. That dog doesn't even know that she's awake most of the time.
That's true. She has no idea if Ariel's awake or not.
No, she has no idea if she's awake.
Oh, right.
She like rolls over. That's it. Nothing. She's a nothing lazy bum, Daphne.
Still taking birth control?
Wow.
I was taking a shot.
Are you still taking birth control?
What? It burns when you blow vodka out your nose.
That better be a yes.
It burns real bad.
She's like, no, I got vodka.
I dipped into the couple months supply that I've been keeping.
Excellent.
Feels pointless, but I mean,
never pointless.
Never know.
Nope, you're spontaneous like your mother.
Yeah, you know.
And so it's good. And I just heard Gwen say that's true. So
it must be.
So whatever you do, don't stop it. Just keep it up.
Just keep taking it.
Keep things all regular.
Flintstone vitamin.
Keep the regulated. Keep your health regulated.
That
is
right.
That's all. Hey,
I
love you.
Birth control.
And since you're being really slutty with your sim. That's a gateway. That's a gateway.
It's a total gateway.
Oh, yeah. That's gateway whoring right there.
You are filling it out.
Oh, yeah.
Filling it out right there.
In
But listen, I just want to remind you, your Tamagotchi died the first day of college.
Okay, listen. The Tamagotchi is quite a lot of work.
You win.
Okay, it beats you every 15 minutes.
You win. Yeah, so it's every 15 minutes. You wish a baby gave you that much of a break.
Right.
In 2020, when you're playing 100 babies in 100 days, that's called practice. Have you seen Black Mirror?
No.
I mean, come on. Oops, I dropped it again today. Oops, I forgot to take it off the roof of the car today.
That's so great.
Awesome. Well, that's good. That's good. You make me feel good. I'm proud. I'm proud of you.
Oh, yeah, man.
What about Gwen? Where's she at? She's not out there slutting it up. Is she? She got birth control?
Right. I know she's there. Put her on the phone.
Gwen?
Yep. I hear you breathing.
What's your sim doing?
No. Oh, God.
Your sim's a nun.
One second. Here. They're asking questions about if you're on birth control, what's your sim doing?
Yeah.
Is my sim on birth control or am I on birth control?
Yes.
Both. Both.
Yes.
I have been on birth control for a while now.
Okay, good.
Is your sim pregnant?
Got that little... an explosive disorder inside of me, if you know.
Oh,
what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
Yeah. Jesus Christ, it sounds like a landmine.
Yeah. Okay.
Jesus, yeah. Watch out.
Yeah,
well, I think you're covered, actually.
Yeah.
I think you're good.
IUD.
Yeah.
Too fast.
You hit that thing, you are an explosive.
Yeah. Yeah, good. Yeah.
All right, listen.
Great. She's a child right now. Her goal is to be a social butterfly, and she has to befriend 3 children and 2 adults. And I think it's weird she has to befriend adults, but you know.
As a child.
Okay.
Can that stop?
Yeah, as a child.
She's playing as herself in her Sims game.
Oh,
okay. All right.
I don't do that. I'd rather play somebody else's life.
Wow. I don't do that.
Wow. Okay. All right.
At one point, I made everyone I knew. So I made like Ariel, I made you guys. I made everyone, and like
that's
Sean,
like the Dwight Schrute game.
You're telling me?
I think you were.
Did you have?
You were like a press person.
Okay.
You did like world renowned news or something like that. Mm-hmm. I can't remember what it was.
That sounds like me.
And then Shayna was a fashion designer. I remember that one.
That's right, okay. Baby.
Featured in games. You guys didn't know.
All right, now wait a minute. I have a question. Did your sim have a job in this world?
In our Sims world?
In your Sims world.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, usually your sim has a job.
Basically, you've made a sim world of your own life.
I did.
I don't do that shit.
You're basically, you did the Dwight Schrute. And so did you work at a mid-level paper company as a salesman?
Hey, everyone thinks we're living in a simulation. I just made it true.
Wow.
I nice. Love it.
Listen, running this life is exhausting enough. Josie, or who was it that said it? I believe it was Josie. I'm good. Yeah, I like just race. If I'm going to play a game, I want to race a car, maybe crash it and call it a day.
I love it. Racing, crashing,
I'm going to race a slot track with one button.
Oh, yeah, I returned that shit.
One of my games, my brother died by, I think he overheated, and I was like, what do? Do I just play on without my brother?
Right. Yeah, it's called practice.
Yeah, you do.
Jesus. That's when you get to move up to the north.
That's why Ariel did the 100 baby challenge. She had to get it out of her system.
That's gateway.
That's
gateway horror.
I only had 2 children die.
2 out of how many did you have?
40.
You know who else has 100 babies?
You know what's the most fucked up part is I didn't even give my children real names. I just numbered them.
Yeah, just yeah, you numbers. Did. Yeah, number seven. Shut wow. up.
I kept number seven around as once he grew up, he became my housemaid.
Oh, great.
You know what? You know what? I feel like there's
it's
a movie
strategic,
like that.
Guys. It's a strategic game.
Build your
yeah,
army.
You keep some of them around to do the dirty work.
I love it. Some of them have to hide the bodies.
Well, someone's got to. Ariel ain't digging that hole.
Nah, my Sims is a writer. She has books to write about it.
She's a delegator.
Wow. Huh. We're missing
bitch,
out.
Dig my hole.
I know.
We are missing out on these
That's
Sims
great,
games.
Man.
Well, I, you know, I've heard of Sims. That, is that that little character you have tattooed on you?
Yes, yeah, I have a plump up. You want to know the stupidest thing I realized is on my left ankle, I have a plum bob, and on my right ankle, I have a plum.
Huh, what the hell? Isn't that the little diamond thing you have, too?
Yeah.
That's the bob.
That's the plum
bob? It's called a plum bob.
Plum
bob?
Plum bob.
It's a plum
bob. And then the name
everybody said, plum bob, plum bob. Blah 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 blah. Yeah. Everybody, right now in your house,
you're saying
your car,
exactly right.
Wherever you're at on Facebook, blah 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 blah. Come on, look at the camera, everybody, right now. Blah 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 blah. That's fun. What? That was fun. Still a dumb tattoo, but fun.
I mean, I wasn't a big fan of it.
I don't think anybody loved my first tattoo.
I loved your unicorn one. I just not... No,
I didn't mind the unicorn. I didn't mind the. Hey, I've got way more stupid ass tattoos than you do, so I can say so.
You've got cover ups, man.
Oh, I've got. I have a lady tattoo on my chest.
Wait, and it's that, not, no, that's a lady?
No, it's not a tattoo of a lady. It's a tattoo that a lady would get. I just think, thank you, Jesus. Thank the little baby Jesus. I didn't get high enough to get a tramp stamp.
Oh God, yeah,
Jana, you know what, she wouldn't have married me.
Thank you, Jesus.
She wouldn't have married me.
Thank you,
Jesus. You know what?
Jesus.
The belly button ring and the toe ring were quite
wait,
enough.
No, wait, you have a belly button ring?
I had. It's four.
I had a belly button ring.
No, you didn't.
Yeah,
did. Oh, you're gay.
You're gay.
I'm not showing you my belly button ring scar.
Show me your belly button ring scar so
you
I know
got
it's
one?
True. Yeah, I got a belly button ring scar.
Let's see them both right now.
You.
Come on. Let's see them.
Right. Go.
Come on.
I got one.
We just high fived for that.
You guys are both a product of the 90s.
Jason and Mike, look away from
look
the
away,
screen.
Jason and Mike. In the 90s, it wasn't gay in the 90s, bro.
Oh, no.
It's still not. It's fluid.
I believe it was called progressive. In the 90s, only cool fucking dudes had their tongue pierced and their belly button.
I didn't do the tongue.
Oh, you did it? Oh, no, I did. My no, tongue. I had my tongue pierced.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Jason. God. Shut up, Jason.
What did he say?
Yummy.
Oh, don't my God, you guys.
Don't you suffer over my belly button scar.
I did it for a girl. Well, so then that's not gay.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I kept it for 3 years.
Yeah.
And she lasted 2 months.
What are we trying
to do? Ariel and Gwen are like, what the? What are we listening to?
I know. This
you know what? I don't think we should listen to this anymore.
This is the portion of the show that Ariel, daughter, earmuffs. Tell us about what
it's
you
the opposite
got.
Of earmuffs. It's earbuds. They're in earbuds. My ear.
Oh, right.
they're blasting it into her brain.
It's just right in there.
Josie had a very valid question. Did the girl have one? No. Jason says
you didn't feel punked.
Jason said, I thought he said I'm gay and it was gay in the 90s and it still is, but he just said it was gay in the 90s and it still is. But he's gay, so he would know.
No, it was like a window between like June of 90 to like September of 91.
Yeah, it was a small window.
There was a window. Yeah. It was.
Nah, it was more. No, for me, it had to have been a window of like April of 95.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah, your shit was
December
gay.
Of 90. Yeah. No, it was too gay.
Yeah,
95.
It was gay in 95.
Yeah.
It's okay. Everybody's gay season is different.
That's right.
The season
and
of
Ariel,
gay.
She's in Hollywood.
She knows.
Everybody's a little gay sometimes.
Everyone's gay there. Are you? You got a lot of? Is there a lot of gay people around you, Ariel? I mean, there's a lot of gay people around us. But I'm saying, what's it like there?
What she lives in a very gay friendly area.
We live in the Dyke neighborhood. So when Lola and I first moved here, everybody winked at us and was like, oh, you know, people that are like you really live around here, so you're gonna fit right in. As we looked at each other, it was like what?
Yeah. Lola looks like a dyke.
Yeah.
So you guys, well, when we both had our heads shaved,
yeah, right. You really both bald. Like
yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
So you were in the dyke. He is gay.
Yeah, you were in the dyke quadrant.
What?
Yeah. We also dropped off a U-Haul, so I mean, we looked like U-Haul lesbians.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
You just got married.
And
that's funny.
You were both ambiguous enough; they couldn't figure out who was the dude.
I know. I was like, "Who's the bottom and who's the top? No. Which one?"
You're like, "Yes."
When it comes to girls, it's who's the sharper scissors. It's not top or bottom with lesbians, Ariel. Get it straight.
I don't know.
Well, it's when it's girls, it's who's the sharper scissors.
Ooh. Okay. Well, you learn more every day.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
We have had so many lessons today.
You know what? My job is to educate you as your father.
Wow. You know. I love it.
You know, love knows no bounds.
Love knows no bounds. If I don't tell you, who will? No one's going to. You're going to learn that shit on the streets.
Yeah.
That's how you get cut.
And you know what?
Might as well somebody who
when
cares
I was going
about
out,
you.
I was going to gay bars, not lesbian bars, so I wouldn't have learned that anyway.
No.
Yeah. All the gay men, they wouldn't have told me shit.
No, you just got your boob squeezed.
That's true.
Those are great.
Yeah.
How much estrogen are you taking?
Oh, right. Right.
Well, that's a great prosthetic. Where can I get one?
Right. Oh, who's your doctor?
Cassie says, stop talking about scissoring with your daughter.
I'm not scissoring with her.
I'm not the one scissoring with her.
Come on. That's weird. That's gay.
Classy? That's gay.
I already got a belly button tattoo.
What? I
mean, tattoo.
Oh, man. Did you ever see those guys that had the sun? Tattooed around their belly button.
No.
They're like the bodybuilder guys, and they had the sun.
No.
The Celtic one.
Yeah, the Celtic sun. Parents teach kids about scissoring all the time. You don't run with them. You don't. You don't. I just choked out my ding dong. I was talking about scissoring.
You deserve that with your daughter.
I just choked out my ding dong.
That's the less weirdest part about it.
It's true.
You know, scissor safety comes first always.
Always. And ding dongs too.
Oh my god,
man. You guys want a Twinkie?
I'll save it for 2025.
Ariel, you got any Oreos there at the house?
No. Mm. All we got are marshmallows.
Man.
Oh,
and
marshmallows.
Edibles.
We got a bunch of Oreos.
Are those my edibles?
Oh, that's what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you
they're
know
your,
it.
They're your edibles.
That's good. At least that,
oh,
you know
are those
what?
The ones you made?
You could lose a couple days on those edibles.
No, I know.
You're
when I ate them because I was just hungry and I ate three edibles,
oh,
I'm
shit.
Gone.
Yeah.
No.
You slept for 14 hours.
Yeah, who knows?
I called Marv Albert.
I know.
Hey, Marv. Oh yeah, my God. It's me, Sean. Marv, yeah. Hey, Marv. What's
hey,
up?
Hey.
Oh my God.
Hey. That's okay. You didn't laugh at that, Ariel. That was the day.
That was over her head.
That's a dated. That was way, way dated. Yeah. You got to be over at least 36 to get that one.
It made you cry. You are crying.
It was super funny.
Hello. Hello, yes, me, Marv. Yeah.
Hey, your 80s joke called?
Hold on.
I have a question for you guys.
Ooh, oh, I love questions.
Now, we did end up ruining something
what?
Here that we have to fix.
What did you ruin?
Something in the house?
No. Ariel.
It was the birth control
pills.
Okay,
we were both there. It was a joint.
It was your idea. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. You're both responsible. So tell us what it is.
Thank you.
We're in this together.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. What is it?
I go down.
I bought a fire pit because I really, really wanted one.
Mm-hmm.
In our backyard, we have a...
AstroTurf.
Oh, you melted it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did. We totally did. Now we do plan on replacing it and fixing it. Do you think it's possible?
No, run. Get the hell out of there.
Oh my God.
Just pack a bag and get out. Of course, you can fix that.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
We could cut it out and then get the same piece of AstroTurf.
Yeah.
Put it in, and you have to use those stakes to stake it down in the ground.
We YouTubed it.
Well then, yeah.
Is it AstroTurf or is it indoor outdoor carpet?
Silence.
Is it green?
Is it long or short pile?
Is it long or short? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it could just be indoor outdoor carpet, which is way cheaper.
It's super short.
It's pretty short. It's like a nice short length.
All right, you had to take a picture.
It feels like freshly cut grass.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
I'd say put some bricks around it and just keep the fire pit there and just leave it when you move.
Maybe you cut it out from there that it doesn't continue to melt.
Worse. Yeah, yeah. And then just
put some river stone
like
around it.
Like it's always been there. It's brilliant.
Yeah, sure. Just count that.
Fire pit was here.
Yep, count your losses.
Wanted a fire just this once.
Cut your losses and go. Right. Just put some bricks under it.
Now, next time, Ariel, you put that shit in the driveway and you have your fire in the driveway.
Yeah. Like a proper
See, the
adult,
problem
like we
is,
do.
Is we're using the fire pit to hide the burn mark.
Oh, well, now you are.
Yeah.
Now you are.
No,
hindsight
bricks,
is 2020.
Yeah.
And we're hoping Kevin's hindsight is not 2020.
Yeah, put some concrete pavers like you planned it to be there.
Absolutely.
And then when you leave, leave it there. Yeah.
Or at like 4 o'clock in the morning, kick his bedroom door open and go, "What the hell did you do? You burned the outside?"
Last time that somebody kicked his door open and started screaming at him, he started screaming back in German. I don't think Kevin was ever in the war.
So try my thing last. But it's on the table.
Try my thing last.
Okay, we'll keep it as an option.
Make your own decisions and then listen to your father.
Exactly. My advice is always like last ditch. When mom stuff doesn't work, so you never get to mine.
Because my stuff usually works.
Always
usually works.
Always.
Yeah, mom stuff usually does. Yeah.
I'm the neighbor. That's been my experience. Sean's like, no, we should do it this way. Let's do it this way. It's like, no, Shana said we should do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Marlon, is that you?
Yeah.
That is me, yes.
Marlon!
Marlon!
It only took Marlon one season to learn that.
Exactly. Not even a whole season.
Not even a whole season.
I like Mary Poppins. What would your dad do? No, it's what would Shana do?
Yeah.
Listen to Shana.
Yeah. When you're listening, you know what my stockbroker Shana Swallow says? People are like, whoosh. She's like the new fucking E.F. Hutton. Yeah. It's okay if you don't get that joke either, guys.
I'm
it's
a
okay.
Guru.
Yeah, because you might not get an E.F. Hutton joke.
No, she won't get it.
I get it.
She's like, E.F.
No, it went straight over our heads.
I'm sure it
straight
did.
Straight over.
You
is
got
that,
all
is
these,
that a beef jerky
You got
company?
All these old man jokes. All
right, how about this one? Does anybody know this one? It's gotta be me. Who's that?
Yeah.
Who?
Christina Brandy. Aguilera.
Oh, oh God. We both were wrong.
Who is it?
It's gotta be me.
No.
Come on. Oh, look at the witch. Look, Heather
Brittany.
Got it.
It's gotta be Brittany.
It's no,
Brittany.
It's not Brittany.
It's gotta be me.
That's I don't know what that sounded, is.
It's not.
That sounded NSYNC-ish.
It sounded
what
NSYNC-ish.
Have you seen?
It's gonna be me. What?
No.
What the fuck are you saying? It's going to
it's
be
me. It's gonna be me.
It's gonna be me.
It's May 1st, so it's Justin Timberlake and NSYNC in the song. It's,
so they were right.
All I can remember with Justin Timberlake is Dick in a Box.
Wait, yeah, Justin Timberlake did Dick in a Box?
Yeah, on Saturday Night Live.
Oh, it's Christmas.
Dickin' and him and Adam Sandberg.
And my heart is
taking a bomb.
Was it Adam Sandberg or was it
Adam
Sandberg?
The other guy?
No, it was Adam.
Adam or Andy Sandberg?
Andy Sandberg.
Yeah,
thank you.
The A Sandberg guy.
Yeah. Andy Sandberg.
One of the Sandbergs.
Yeah. Andy.
Well,
yeah, I love Justin Timberlake.
Because you know it's Christmas. And my heart is open wide. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Taking it back.
Take a look inside, girl.
Because it's a dick in a box.
It's gonna be me. It's gonna be me. It's gonna be me.
Isn't that a Britney Spears and NSYNC matchup?
No, it's just. No,
it would be NSYNC. It's NSYNC first.
It's NSYNC.
That's back when Justin was hitting Britney, so he just had some on his breath still.
Yeah, right.
It's gotta be me.
Yeah, I like Josie. It's Mother's Day. It's Mother's Day with a dick in a box.
Oh right.
What the hell? Yeah. That's what I want.
Oh, it is?
How many think I can get to show
Earmuffs.
Up? Earmuffs. I feel like I could get a couple to show up for me.
Oh, I'm sure you could. I'm sure you could.
I could get Shana. More than one dick in a box.
Yeah.
That would be a great day.
The absolute worst. Is when
you heard it first
and
here. Everybody drive by with your dick in a
in
box.
A box. Yeah. That's right.
The worst part is when you have to use a pair of kids' shoes box.
Like the light up sneakers.
Yeah, with the light up sneaker ones.
What are those kids? They might not get that either.
They might get the kids one.
Now I'm ready to lay it on the line.
Wow, you know it's Christmas and my heart is open wide.
I don't know if they can hear this. Can you hear this, Ariel?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
On my mind. On my mind.
A gift real special. So take off the towel.
Take a look inside.
Marlon.
In a box.
You're on video, bro. We're on video. We're streaming, man. Be careful.
They jumped. It was so great.
I don't think I have
any. You don't. I saw it.
Wow.
I love this video. Yeah. This is really what happens in our basement.
Sorry for not having a box, guys.
Boy,
you know what?
That stripper just jumped right out of you, didn't it?
Hey, man. Hey, I'm a college graduate, bro.
He's starving right now.
That was funny.
I do think it's time.
That's why I just clicked it on. You didn't see the video of you doing your hip thrust. I should have waited.
You know what? That will get us guests, like, no problem.
My mom's going to subscribe to this, I bet. It's going to be bad.
Hopefully it'll be after
She's
this.
She's going to be like, I'm so disappointed in you, Mom.
I have pants on.
Pants are on. Yeah, exactly.
Totally fine.
It's not like before.
I didn't have my dick in a box, Mom. Awesome. This has been awesome.
Mom.
Oh my.
Now we're gotta get used to the fact that we're streaming video.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a learning curve.
Yeah.
And thank God. Let's have a shot.
Yeah, Ariel, go and get your shot.
Yeah, thank God you were in your sweatpants this time.
Everybody needs alcohol. If you're listening right now, everyone go grab a shot.
Misa Sheriff needs a shot.
You know what?
Misa said she said something about her sim, but I
Ariel,
forget what it was.
Ariel.
Mm, yes.
Are you following your brother's Instagram?
Shit.
You know, unfortunately.
Yeah, we just saw his ass.
No, I've seen his ass way too many times.
So is it his ass?
What in the hell?
What is he
doing
there?
Right? Listen,
Since 2019, the new year of 2019, you can follow it on his Instagram. He's become more obsessed. What is happening? We need to ask some questions here.
Is he putting stuff in there?
Did you see the torn pants?
Yeah, where he was trying to get sponsored.
He's not putting anything in there. He's just mooning a lot.
When he had his dick in a box.
Listen, I told your dad not to watch the last video.
Yeah, I didn't watch the last video,
but I just know that.
Do we need to know?
He's got a rounder ass than me, and I think that that's something that should be disputed.
Well, I just want to.
Way cuter than my dad.
I just want to throw this out there. That is a lifetime of skateboarding ass.
Yeah,
right there.
That's exactly what it is.
God damn it!
That's a little. That's just a little muscle ass.
That's a snowboard ass.
But you got to switch off,
cheers,
right?
Cheers, everyone.
Like, cheers,
cheers,
people.
Bitches.
Cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Yeah, we need to call. I should call him.
Yeah, let's call him right now.
I was just wondering. He shaved his beard off.
No, if I call him on the phone, Ariel won't be able to hear him. Because right. It doesn't.
And you don't know what he's doing.
I don't want to know.
He's got a scorpion and a snake now.
Yeah, and he lives with those stinky, hairy dudes.
Yeah, and he's probably dying the scorpion red.
Yeah. His hair is red. Here's to Rick James. I don't know. I just played it after Dick in the Box. Went to Rick James.
You know what? It's a setup playlist. Yeah.
It's like, wait, tell me where you want it, girl.
Man, look at that guy's hair. Your grandma made his hair that. Your grandma did that to his hair.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't she?
Yes.
Because that's some Jerry curl right there.
Yeah, Marlon's grandma
the Jerry curl.
Yeah. I know. That's what I'm saying. Your grandma, right?
Really?
Yeah.
She did. She was the first black woman to graduate from Texas A&M with a chemistry degree and went on
to work for... You dirty pervs, Jason. Just stay away from my boy.
Listen to Marlon. She was the first black woman.
And she invented the SoGlo.
The SoGlo, which for us white people...
Yeah.
Would be the Jerry curl.
Be the Jerry curl.
Yeah, because that's how we know.
Well, for the white people, you know what? The SoGlo.
I'm not going to say who, but someone said to me the other day, you know who popularized cornrows?
Who?
Bo Derek.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say so. And Tan.
Who's that?
She popularized that for white women.
Well, she made it.
Yeah, I was just about to say.
Yeah. But she just made it. She brought it into the public.
Yeah,
maybe.
She made it more mainstream.
Yeah, because I got cornrows because of her.
Did you?
Oh, I had them.
You did? Man.
Well, yeah, I had them, didn't I, Ariel?
I went to Bo Derek.
I had the braid.
I
had the Bo Derek.
Mom, did you used to give us cornrows? Because you used to do really small, like, braids.
Yeah, that's what they were. The braids. She would give me the little tiny braids. Yeah, and just like Bo Derek had. And I would run on the beach. That was good.
I remember when you came home and your hair was shaved off.
I know. Oh. Remember that?
I was in bed when he came and woke me up, and he came back from like a trip and he had shaved all of his hair off.
Yeah.
Did it scare you?
Yeah. Well, I didn't know who I was.
Like, wow, you did it. It was my whole entire childhood that he had long hair. Everybody, even from my back, if like I turned around because Dad and I had the same hair, they'd be like, oh, sir, oh, sir. And then I'd turn around. They're like, oh, that's the daughter.
Same hair. I wish I could wake up in the morning and have long hair. Yeah. You know, I mean, I should could. Cut it back on.
You
cut it back on.
You can put it back on. Right.
Like a vampire.
Yeah, I couldn't. I couldn't find you at the airport.
I know.
I'm looking around, and you're on the phone with me, and you're like, "I'm looking right
I'm
at
looking
you."
I'm looking at you, and you're like, "What
the hell?" It's the second time you did that to me.
Well.
Well, I mean, Mom, you would paint the house while he was gone.
Oh yeah.
His painting of the house is just cutting his hair.
Oh, I love this girl.
You know what?
I love my this drum. Girl.
I get so much more done when he's not here.
That's why I take him on an excursion sometime.
That's right.
Yeah, hey, right.
Sean, bro, let's go to Home Depot.
Dad's joke
because.
For a long time was, don't build a room onto the house while I'm gone.
It was. Or I put the starter in the car.
Listen, Patrick and Ariel helped me move two freaking couches out of this basement.
I know. Mm-hmm. I heard
I
got the phone call.
I don't even remember it. Obviously wasn't that bad.
You know what? That's
good. Oh, it was
good.
Bad.
No, they're strong.
They're strong like both.
These are strong stocks.
That's right. Push them up.
Sheena don't raise no babies.
That's right. I wasn't even Shana soft on Gwen.
Oh, that's
don't raise no babies.
That's very true.
I talk to Gwen just like she's my kid. What?
What?
Don't make me spank you, Gwen. Ariel's like, no shit. It's for real.
We all worked for you guys at one point or another. Not a bad thing.
No,
great
I was
thing.
About to say we missed those days.
Oh my God,
I bet, especially
now. Yeah, we
now.
Miss having you as employees.
Yeah.
Man.
I'll be honest.
You guys would be ironing so many straps.
Man, I would love for you guys to be here right now.
If someone would come help. Man, there was...
You know what? How much is a plane ticket?
Yeah. Because
I was
pay
looking
for
recently.
It.
They were down to $20.
Yes,
oh,
deal.
See?
I got
$20 right now.
I got a lap dance and a pack of cigarettes.
You know, Marilyn, you can keep your lap dance. It's totally fine. I know it's crazy, but go ahead and keep that one.
Ariel's like, I have $20. It's fine.
Yeah, I got my own 20.
Well, come iron some straps for me, please.
Yeah.
I've only ironed maybe 2,000 of them.
I was gonna say,
maybe.
Yeah.
She's literally looking up plane tickets right
all
now.
All right, yeah, she is.
Ariel's like, get me the hell out of here.
Want a getaway.
Mm-hmm. I've been home for too long.
Want a getaway.
I only find joy in the Razor scooter I find on the side of the road.
Mike's got it for 20. Yeah, Mike has 20 Mike bucks because Mike doesn't want to iron
know,
any more
Mike,
straps.
Yeah, I don't want to iron either. He's willing to throw in.
He's not come back. My burns just fine. Healed.
Yep. Don't move here. Definitely don't move here. Like Amita's telling her siblings, don't move here. It's still expensive as shit here, but you know, maybe just pop in for a visit and do some ironing.
I mean, you're not even gangster if you don't do at least 5 yards a day.
Oh, that's 5 yards a day. Mike was up to at least 5 yards.
Yeah, oh,
Mike,
man.
Mike is rocking
Mike
5 yards.
Mike is like
was he down
the
to,
guru.
Like, down to a minute and 30 seconds per strap. That he timed himself.
Wait, that's...
That's impressive.
That's kind of slow now.
Oh!
I'm not trying to call you out, Mike, but
Marlon is laying
out,
down the
I'm
gauntlet.
Calling you out.
Jason's also going to chip in 20. They're working together, though. Yeah, you can't. These guys.
They still want to come over. They just want to watch the girls work.
Well, yeah, no, well, not as bad as
all,
not as bad as
I don't want to work anymore.
She's like,
Ariel's all,
the
Ariel's all never
out.
Mind. Yeah. My phone died.
It's the same 20.
Yeah, it's only 120. They don't want to come and watch Ariel work. They want to come and get Patrick's Instagram.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, they'll see his ass. Double-cheeked up on a Thursday afternoon.
Wow. Now I don't want to see. I'm so glad I don't follow him. I'm so glad I do not follow him.
I told you not to say anything.
We didn't raise that kid like that.
You know what? That is exactly your kid.
Oh, yeah.
When you I'm watching these videos, I'm like, oh, my God. Had you had a video camera when you were his age?
Yeah, I'd have been ass
Ronald McDonald with super white ass cheeks.
I did.
I'm totally gonna take him to my tanning booth.
Yeah, he does need to get
some. Go get him
sun.
A spray tan.
He does need to get some sun.
I love it.
Well, Ariel, Gwen, thank you guys.
Yeah, guys.
I'm so glad you called in.
I love
in.
You. Miss you.
Are you guys howling
miss
at the?
I love you.
Are you guys doing any howling out there at 8 p.m.?
I did it once on my lonesome, and I felt really weirded out afterwards, so I just went right back inside.
I always forget.
I think it's better when you do it with friends.
Yeah, we always miss it.
Mm-hmm. Well, we get busy.
You know what I mean? We forget.
We
miss it tonight.
Oh, we're way out.
It's 2.5 hours ago. It's a 10:30 howl. I'm just howling at the window. Ooh. Like I'm outside. It'll travel through glass.
It will?
That's yeah, nice. Howls. Yeah.
They are the howls.
Howls are strong. Okay, well, I just was curious because we're doing it here. They say it started here, but I'm not sure I buy that.
For serious, I'm looking up a plane ticket.
You do your thing.
I looked up the cheapest one is $77, and I'm like, I could.
What, one way or round way?
One way or round way? Round way, round
trip.
Oh, that's super
cheap.
One
of my cousins flew in from Washington, D.C. to Denver for $49 round
way. Fuck, from D.C.?
Yeah, D.C.
That's a long plane ride. I've done it.
$49.
We did it. Remember? We did that. Mm-hmm. We rode the plane from D.C. Well, Ariel, too bad you have a job.
You know what's great, though, is the job is now online.
So she can do it from anywhere.
Marlon's got a keyboard.
Yeah. Let's bring it.
Do you have the sustain pedal for that?
Yeah, I have a sustain pedal. You want to know what's funny is that my keyboard is so cheap that my sustain pedal works backwards. It's constantly on, and the only time it turns off is when I press it down, which is completely backwards.
I think that's how it's supposed to be.
What airport area?
No.
LAX, maybe?
No.
LAX is the cheapest one to come through. There are a couple of airports next to us, but that's for rich people because it's convenient. It's more expensive to go through those. Wow.
Richard Simmons.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gayport.
The one up in Orange County.
It's fresh. It rocks to the oldies.
The Long Beach one, which is literally right next to us. But they charge you mostly for convenience. So it's a lot more expensive.
Oh. Jason, I'm going to pretend I did not read your message, okay? I'm just going to pretend it's not there.
What did he say?
Never mind. We found it. That's it. We're out of the loop. He doesn't need us anymore.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Bring me some edibles, though. Well. That'd be fun. All right. Well, you know what, Ariel? Marlon's got a keyboard, but he doesn't have a sustain pedal.
I'm seeing $59.
So,
but
that pedal's pretty nice.
One. Yeah.
I mean that keyboard you got was pretty nice.
What is it?
From Ren.
Oh.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
I've been practicing like
the one Marlon has.
Yeah.
Yeah, Marlon, we got one. He got one when. We went to that dead guy's house. I'm sorry, not dead guy's house. Well, that was rude. And Troy, if you're listening, I didn't mean to be insensitive, but it was my really good new friends.
Mm-hmm.
And we are now the godparents to their new unborn baby, Shaunina.
Yep. Yeah.
It was his
There's
grandfather's.
There's one on the way, Marlena, I'm hoping.
No, I'm the godparent. I can only hope. No.
You are a dirty boy.
She's making me breast milk, ice cream, and yogurt.
Oh, I love her breast milk. It's so good.
Oh, God.
Don't judge me.
We're going down a dark path here.
Yeah, this is
bad
going down
path,
a weird place.
Bad path.
Okay, so I'm going to shut your mic off.
Yeah.
No.
I would never do that.
Never.
So anyways, that is true. Someone asked us to be their godparent.
Oh.
Ariel.
Is it me?
Who's ringing?
Wait, someone has to what?
Someone asked us to be the godparent to their unborn child.
And I was like, fuck that shit.
And I thought, and I said, what does godparent mean? Because I don't know what that means. It's kind of a Catholic thing. Mm-hmm. But I guess it's kind of an overall, you are willing to step in if something were to happen for that child.
Right.
Now, what about...
So like if their parent died.
Yeah, like if they were both to die in a plane crash or something like that, we would step in to take care of that child. But they have other children, so who gets them?
No. That's not part of the deal, Sean.
What's the deal?
The deal is the one kid
for, did they think about
for
that?
A portion of breast milk.
Okay. So it's okay. Yeah, so it's the same deal. It's kind of... I think we're saying the same thing. I'm interested in the breast milk, ice cream, yogurt, and milk itself.
Wow.
I don't think I was breastfed as a child. And if I was, it was wine. Mm. I think I was breastfed. I think I was breastfed wine. Yeah.
I don't think you're wrong, Dad. I don't think you're really wrong there.
Yeah, you've met your grandma.
Grandma,
yeah, I've got her moonshine.
Right, right. She liked the moonshine.
Like the moonshine.
That's
so
great.
I thought, what the hell? Amber is beautiful, so her breast milk must also be beautiful. And I
literally went to the bathroom and came back to this.
And so I
can't believe you're surprised.
I asked her about it, and she said she was willing to maybe be adventurous with her lactation.
Oh my God, Ariel.
And we're still talking to Sean's daughter.
For her to fly out of Long Beach.
Okay.
Okay.
So buy it. And so book that shit.
Book that shit.
So that's where I am at the breast milk saga.
Willing to try, but willing to find enough.
Now, I'm not one of those weird.
No.
Now, Shutter Witch, I see what you're doing there. The adult nursing, adult breastfeeding thing.
No, don't be weird about
it. I seem to recall a certain conversation.
Don't be weird.
No, yeah, don't make it weird. All right? It's called science. I am a scientist.
It's a culinary art.
Oh, it's a culinary experience through science.
So, if people like truffles, they like blue cheese.
Don't make it weird.
Yeah.
You like a great Cabernet.
Yeah, exactly.
Just food.
You're a connoisseur.
Yeah.
Exactly. I am trying to educate other men.
That's what you're saying.
Other men.
Connoisseur of ice cream.
Well, I'm a connoisseur
A connoisseur of the teat.
The teat.
Ice cream.
The teat.
We haven't tried that yet.
Well, that's what the whole thing started with. She's going to make me. You have one of those little ice cream machines.
I got the ice cream
machine. I know. I've already volunteered it for the breast milk.
I need like a quart.
Listen, are you volunteering your own breast milk or somebody else's?
Amber's. I'm volunteering Amber's.
I mean, a little shot in a coffee is fun.
No.
But you're talking about like a bunch for ice cream.
Have you seen?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
I think you're fine. Okay. We should stop now.
Yeah.
You're making it weird.
Me?
Yeah. Yeah. All right, my kid is on this. Marlon.
Oh wow.
Yeah, Mary Poppins, that was awkward.
Yeah, orchestrated.
Oh no, wait, I can buy it at Sprouts? Oh my God.
We're good.
We're fine. We're back on the breast.
It's not even awkward anymore.
So we need a quart?
It's not even awkward anymore.
I'm gonna grab some red peppers and some kale on there.
Just wear a mask in there. That's what you gotta do. Sprouts, Whole Foods.
Oh my God.
Harbor Freight.
Everywhere.
They want you in a mask.
Oh, I think
Harbor Freight's not open.
No, but they have breast milk there. It's canned.
Like condensed. In an oil can. Yeah,
it's condensed.
Jesus.
It makes the best German chocolate cake.
Yeah, time to go. Ariel, I'm going to talk to you about a plane ticket.
Hey, Ariel, you stayed on 5 minutes too long.
Nora, all right, Mom. Story of her life.
Story of her life.
Ariel, Gwen, love you, life.
Yeah, right.
Hey, we have a camera.
I forget
it, too. It's going to take some getting used to.
Well, if you leave it up there...
Then we can't see the comments of these beautiful people that are in our chat room. Amita, Classical Cupcake, Mary Poppins, all these people.
We need
all the peoples.
We need a monitor. We need a big monitor, yeah. And they're really cheap at Walmart right now. So I'll go buy
extra
a couple.
Screens. Okay.
Ooh, a couple.
Well, yeah, you can go right now to Walmart and get like a 47-inch TV for $138.
Not without a mask from Shayna, you can't.
Right,
not without
right.
a mask, that's yeah. true. There was a 60-inch television at fucking Walmart. Mm-hmm. Was it $490 or something?
Nah, I think it was less than that.
It was less than that. I was exaggerating.
It's ridiculous.
Oh, ridiculous. Inconceivable.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I don't think you know the meaning of that word.
Hey, listen, don't drink and drive, people.
No. But if you do...
That's funny because slow, none of no you bitches driving. Better be driving anyways. Yeah.
Stay home. No.
I live next door and I'm catching Uber.
Yeah, that's right. He's hitchhiking. Cheers, bitches.
Cheers,
last
bitches.
Shot of the night.
Happy
Cheers.
Friday.
Woohoo.
Mm.
Wow.
Mama.
Oh, Classy Little Cupcake is sitting in her bathtub.
Oh, what? Yeah, she is. She's always naked.
Don't drop the toaster.
She's always naked when she's listening to us.
I think she enjoys listening to us in the nude.
Dirty girl. You know what?
I enjoy knowing
I
that she's doing
her.
Ariel, you got to go now.
Okay.
Bye. Okay. All right. Thanks,
Love
guys.
You, bye, girls.
All right.
You know, I got shit to do anyways.
Yeah,
no,
you got
shit.
But
I'm
you
alive.
Get some shit.
So,
to,
bye.
Yeah.
I'm seeing
you can't
you
just
crayons.
Sit around all day. Call your mother, okay?
Yep, I'm seeing you crayons.
Yeah, I will.
Love you, babe.
Yeah, she's got something to talk to you about.
Love you.
Love you both.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, love you, daughter. You're doing a good job. Gwen, good job.
Love you both.
Goodbye. Love you.
Love you. Love you.
This never happened.
Oh, thank God. Now that they're gone.
Ooh, oh, my God. Don't take your pants off. There's still a video on.
Oh,
yeah,
I forgot. God damn it.
Just because they can't hear doesn't mean they can't see. And Jason and Mike are all worked
Christ.
Up over our
Click
son's
on.
Instagram.
They're all frothing.
Yeah, they're all frothed up over that. They're probably sleeping already. Yeah. Did they shoot fireworks off of one of their asses in some of those videos?
Not in these ones. In old ones,
well,
they did.
Okay, well, he must be working his way through the fucking whole timeline.
Not this
yeah,
year.
Yeah, yeah. He did that. I was
That's
last
2017.
Year. Yeah, I was last year.
Ew, perv. No. Oh, you two. I don't even... Stop telling me this. Just bring me some edibles so I can forget this is happening.
You're officially assaulting our son.
I'm on today, yes.
Stop objectifying my son. Don't be gay.
I love you guys.
Hey, I think I rode by your house. I know I did. I actually rode down the Bear Creek Trail the other day. I did a long 30-mile bike ride. It was nice.
How's your ass?
Oh, it's sore.
Yeah. Heather should smoke some weed.
Oh, my God, Heather. What are you just catching on? I thought you were listening to this podcast before. We'll send you some. Not in the mail. Not in the mail.
No.
Courier pigeon.
No.
Courier pigeon.
Yeah. Courier pigeon. His name is Fred.
Yep. And a courier pigeon, see, a courier pigeon weighs 16 ounces, so theoretically it can carry 4 ounces of weed. Yeah. On a good day, unless it's windy.
His flight in is slow.
No, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's good.
He's good.
He's going to fucking... No, he's going to crash when he gets to your house.
He's going to need a nap.
No, Jason and Mike are calling you the stalker. They don't know you were looking in the window.
I was, but I couldn't figure out whose house was who because none of them...
Were looked, them?
No, none of them. You guys weren't in any of them. It was other people inside all those houses.
It was all empty.
And I'm looking in
but
the
I
windows.
But I just kept
yeah.
looking.
No.
Nope.
And I was
I never gave up.
Like, no, that's a Mexican couple.
Wait,
and I went down to the next one. I was like, holy shit, I don't know what those people are doing.
No.
And so that wasn't them. So.
Wait, is that a massage chair in there?
That's
they have the chair.
That could be
I
them.
Feel like these guys have that massage chair in the center of their room
yes.
as like the centerpiece of their experience.
Right.
Hi, can I fix you a drink? Have a seat.
This
do you
we,
like a shiatsu massage?
This is how
massage?
We gently
yeah.
shake it and
yeah,
not
yeah.
stir.
Do you like a shiatsu massage? Have you ever had a hot stone massage? How about a hot wood massage?
I was going to say log.
Hot log. No, that sounds different. That sounds wrong.
Yeah.
Can we start with the splinter?
It's a log.
No, the log. Yeah, I don't think.
It's hot.
Nailed it. No, Jason, I think you nailed it. This is why I had to get rid of my daughter, perverts.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
All right,
we didn't talk
go.
About any of the stuff that we were going to talk about, but I think it went well.
You know what? It was great.
I think for our first stream.
Do you have a notebook and a list?
No.
We well, yeah, I always have some prep because that's my job. Just prep.
Yeah, yeah. Blah, 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 blah.
Goodbye.
All right, bye, bitches.
Now just look at the camera like this. Now you're moving. That's fine. You'll be fine. It'll look weird, but it's fine. Oh my God! They're out of the room now.
No, they're not.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Wait. All right, bye everybody. Okay, now that
there's
they're gone,
still here.
There's 15 of us.
Okay, who's?
I will wear
now?
Clothes though. What is Classy Little Cupcake saying about clothes?
She doesn't want to wear any.
All right. Well, sounds good. What are you doing with? You threatening me with that finger? What are you, a proctologist?
You Ooh. Know it, baby.
Hey, listen. Okay.
She was. I know that motion with the finger she did.
All right. Goodbye.
Goodbye. I didn't. Goodbye. I don't have to. If though, if that one. I can't understand these people talking code.
They, you know what? They could be drunk.
Oh, you bunch of drunks.
We've
you
all
guys
been drinking.
Take a bunch of fucking shots with them.
Yeah. Oh, right. I love you guys.
They probably should be drunk.
I fucking love you guys.
Goodbye, we'll see you later.
Yeah.
I hope you like what you just heard because you've just been swallowed.
Make sure and listen to us on Podbean, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeartRadio, even YouTube and CastBox, or wherever you love to listen to your podcasts.
Give us a like, give us a love, give us 5 stars. Remember to share us with your friends because it makes a difference.
Remember, follow the swallows.